It's exactly 1 second after midnight. Time for another tale from Mr. Dark's Shadow Show. White Light Theatre presents Black Cat Radio's production of The Children of Catalan Bay.
Can't forget the night.
Come, meet Nobel Prize winner, Professor Tito Villar, whose life has been shipwrecked by the death of his wife, leaving him a desperately lonely man, drowning in a sea of tears and Johnny Walkers, listening to old love songs while gazing up at the stars with the cat she loved so much by his side.
Yes, indeed, my feline friend. She would have loved the stars tonight. Wish you were here. Perhaps I'd drink a little less. Still, nothing like boldly downing a scotch where it hasn't been downed before. Ah! What's that, little one? Oh, yes, I see. Now, what is that star doing? I can't quite... Oh, it can't be. Its color is changing, becoming darker, darker. Ah, that's impossible. And there, out of the water, there's a mist. Where's it coming from? It's drifting, coming ashore, and it's getting closer. Why do I feel so sleepy, so...
Well, Doctor, what's your prognosis? Venga, what are you having? Broccoli and salsa de otra?
Lucky guess.
You'd think those 6 years you spent learning to doctor in London would have given you a wider palate.
Just gone 10:30 and this is Jazzy James right here on GBC Radio, bringing you the latest news from around the rock.
Radio Gibraltar. Radio Gibraltar. First, for local news.
And we've just had a call from the Royal Gibraltar Police asking us to inform the public that both the Devil's Tower and Sir Herbert Miles Roads leading into Catalan Bay are temporarily closed. No one at all will be allowed to enter the village for the duration, and roadblocks are in place. Police so far have given us no details as to the reason for the closure, and all they say is that public safety is a concern. So folks, for those of you who have business in Catalan Bay, just stay where you are, and of course stay tuned to GBC Radio, and we'll bring you all the latest as it happens.
Oh, great.
Probably a rockfall.
Dad's okay.
How's he been?
Nothing's changed. Since Mum passed, he pretends everything's fine.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Me too.
So much for a quiet shift.
What's going on, Jose?
Un pastizo, doctor. Los bomberos han cogido por fuego la caleta.
Richie was driving the fire engine, con todas las luces y las sirenas.
Estaban en Europa Road y boom!
Un van grande was in the middle of the road, sin luces puestas. He must have swerved, terminando estirándose contra la muralla and going off the road.
¿Qué dice? El marido de mi hermana Susan.
Let's get him through. Gabby.
Trying to get home, Robert.
What's happened? I tried calling Dad, couldn't get through.
No one down there's picking up.
9X's problem?
No.
Power down?
No.
Rockfall?
No.
Why can't we get through?
Public safety.
You never could lie, well, Gabby. What's going on?
Do hermana me mata if I say anything?
It's that bad they sent for the major?
Pues sí. My orders are to turn all cars around and make sure no one comes any further. No exceptions. You heard about the accident. The fireman got banged up.
Yeah, I just finished stitching Richie back together.
El pobre. Is he going to be all right?
He's fine. Looks worse than it was, but Ricky Reyes, his husband, wasn't so lucky. Dead on impact.
Por Dios.
Now, Gabby, I'm going to walk up and chat with my sister. I'll tell her if I knocked you out, if you like.
Wouldn't help.
Is that the van in the distance?
Yes.
Is driver okay?
Can't tell. Can't get near it.
Can't get near it. It's just down the road. It's been hours. Might be badly hurt.
Best you go and talk to your sister for answers. It'll make a bit more sense once you see it for yourself.
It's just when you think the monkey barrel can't get any crazier.
What the hell are you doing here?
Pleased to see you too.
Well, now that you are, make yourself useful. We're about to send a man in.
Well, go on ahead. You can meet me at the park.
Stop! Don't take a step further if you want to remain awake.
Are you going to knock me out, sis?
No, but something will.
Why is there a line painted across the road?
Sergeant, you have my canary ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Canary?
You've got the harness on tight? Good. Now the mask.
What's the hazmat gear for? A chemical spill?
Are you ready, Private?
Yes, ma'am. I'm game.
Now remember, if anything happens, the squad will pull you out in a jiffy. He's ready, ma'am.
All right, Private. While the men let out the rope, I want you to walk nice and slowly over this line towards the bus.
You heard the Major. Let's be having you.
What's wrong with him?
That's what we're trying to find out. Will you take a look at him?
All right, well, let's get the respirator off. Seems to be breathing fine. Pulse is, normal. Think he just fainted?
When were you last in the village?
I left about 8 last night. I was on the night shift.
Count yourself lucky. I think everyone down there is probably affected as well.
Including Dad.
He's coming around.
What happened?
Take it easy.
Cold.
What did you say?
I'm all right, sir. Only cold. Ice cold. My hands are like ice.
What can it be? To put a man out like a light, penetrate our respirators, do all this.
Some sort of gas?
No, it can't be. Any breeze would have blown it around. It's the same on the other side. It's not just the roads. Do you see any seagulls flying over that side of the line?
None.
Look carefully at the ground.
They're all over the place. Same thing that happened to the canary.
Whatever it is, it seems to extend right up into the area above the rock face. Who knows how high? I sent some men up there to have a look down from the cable car top station, but haven't heard from them.
How about coming in from the sea?
We lost contact with a Navy launch, which went out to see what the problem was.
Air, sea and land, all affected.
An area as well defined as if someone painted a circle around the village.
An invisible barrier?
Keeping us out.
Keeping them in. So what can we do?
We wait.
GBC News.
The forecast for today, some Levanter cloud over the rock, perhaps becoming a bit more extensive for a time. Later today, becoming mainly sunny by this afternoon, and variable wind settling to moderate easterly by midday.
Radio Gibraltar. First, for local news.
This is Christina Cortez at Devil's Tower Road reporting from just past the entrance to Eastern Beach, where the police have erected barriers to allow the emergency services to deal with the situation in Catalan Bay. But locals are reporting that they haven't seen any medical personnel or ambulances going past us yet. What they have seen are a large number of heavily armed soldiers who've been deploying all round the village on both sides. There are reports from local fishermen of a naval presence out at sea, preventing all craft from trying to sail into the area. Plus, today's flight to Gibraltar has been cancelled. Now, even though the government have urged the public to stay calm and away from the scene, a large crowd of family members and friends have gathered here, demanding an explanation as to what is going on and why they can't enter the village. Tensions are running high and growing uglier as the hours pass by without more official comment. There have already been a few scuffles breaking out as the morning has gone on. The tension has been heightened by the rumor that our troops are carrying live rounds and have orders to use lethal force.
Morning, Chief Minister. How are you faring?
I'm dying. I haven't slept since you woke me up last night.
Sorry, sir.
It's not your fault. My wife's brother is down there, and you can imagine the grief I am getting. So, any changes?
None.
The village, having been circled like that, seems to indicate a purpose.
Indeed, but as to what that might be, I have no idea.
Well, could this spread to the rest of the rock?
Again, unclear. Which is why we've erected the barriers to stop locals trying to get past us.
No fences are going to keep Janitos from trying to get to their families.
Trust me, sir. If anyone does make it past us, they'll be taking a nap at the barrier.
Well, I've been talking to the British, and they are sending somebody over right away.
That was fast.
Well, apparently, there are people who specialize for this sort of thing.
British exiles, is it?
Oh, come on, Susan. Play nice. We need them. They'll be here soon. Her name is Senebier. Yes? Yes? Are you sure? So tell the Major right away. Major, they are ringing the church bell in the calendar.
On our way.
Like a bag of wet sand.
What happened, Dad?
What are you talking about?
Something overcame you.
That's a bit dramatic. I may have dropped off, got a bit carried away reminiscing about your mother.
I'm not talking about you drinking yourself into a stupor.
Jesus, who is the diplomat? Slightly inebriated I may have been, but I'm still your father.
A bit late for honesty.
Both of you, shut up. Dad, you're not the only one. Not the only drunk in the village.
The entire village was knocked out.
What?
As far as we can guess, from about 10 p.m. last night until just now, this entire area was cut off by an invisible barrier. Everyone within was put into a deep sleep.
No games, Robert, not now.
Mum's grave, anyone inside the circle passed out.
Barrier, you say?
No one can pass beyond a certain point. We've been camped outside with half the regiment waiting to get in.
And it happened about 10 p.m.
Yes, remember something?
I was here, looking up at the night sky. You know how your mother loved to sit here and pick out the constellations?
Truly, don't need to hear this.
Well, I saw something. A star, right above us, changed its color. It became darker, then pure black. A black so deep that I could still make out where it was in the night.
I can't sit here listening to his dementia. I have to check on the rest of the Galega. You coming, Robert?
Sure, Dad. I have to go and help.
There was a sound coming from the waves. It was like the wail of a newborn calling out for its mother. You heard them, didn't you, Pussycat?
Anything, Sergeant?
No, sir. Nothing unusual.
Well, keep at it. Robert, can you work with my paramedics? We're going house to house to check on everyone.
Sure, I'll report that with a head count.
Thanks. Sergeant, you're with me.
Hola, Carmen.
Vicky, ¿estos son del regimiento?
No, hija. De Nainex. ¿Te encuentras bien?
Bueno, depende what you mean by bien.
Well, yo estoy helada. And my legs feel like someone else's.
Hoy, me too. Estaba durmiendo y pensé que mis sueños se volvían realidad. Cuando un pedazo de soldado, en plan bueno, entró en mi dormitorio. To see that was all right.
The least they could do is offer us some compensation. Hizo un pedazo de candelón on my best pillow con el cigarro.
Uy, can't you say lucky?
¿Por qué?
Ian González.
Sí,
sí. He was making pinchitos cuando le pegó. Se desplomó. De cara, lo que está pasando no es normal, ¿sabe? ¿Ha visto todos los dead fish washed up on the beach?
something serious happened.
Uy, something very serious happened.
Mira, tante Rao, the Royal Navy. They found Hector's Kuro's body flotando en la bahía.
Uy, no me diga, ¿el contrabandista?
El mismo. He was doing a cigarette run on his boat when el sueño grande pasó y se cayó de la lancha al agua.
Uy, el pobre.
Se murió. Drowned.
Uy. And what happened to the cigarette?
Lo castros lo brincaron, claro.
Uy, qué lástima.
Carmen.
We just say good money.
Death. Who would have thought that falling asleep could get so dangerous?
Who, indeed?
I'm sorry?
Robert Del Acqua, the local GP.
Yes, and you are?
Catherine Zellaby.
Oh, my sister mentioned we were getting some sort of expert. We could do with all the help we can get. This is beyond me.
Your sister's the major, right? You're both children of Professor Della.
Well, you seem to know us very well.
Sorry, habit of the job. Now, have you taken any blood and urine samples yet? Time is precious in these things.
Well, we have been a bit busy seeing who's alive or dead.
My apologies. Each second lost takes us further away from the moment the phenomenon affected these people.
Ah, Robert, I see you've met our expert.
Major, my own team are en route. But in the meantime, could we get some nurses over here from the hospital?
Yes, of course.
Everyone involved needs to be examined and a detailed medical history taken. Then we're going to need soil samples, plant life, tree bark, insect, water, the more...
We are here gathered together to mourn the death of your servant, William Reyes. As a fireman, he spent his life running into danger when others were heading away from it. But this time he was cut down in the pursuit of those heroic duties, becoming a soul taken from us way too young. A soul we are here to help send into the loving arms of our Holy Mother's tender care. Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me, Dr. Zellaby, I'm Ernest Delacroix.
Delighted to meet you in person, Professor Delacroix. Your book on mutation-driven evolution was required reading at Cambridge.
Was it really? That's so kind of you to say. Though flattery at a funeral seems a little out of place. Still, I wanted to thank you on behalf of the family for releasing William's body as quickly as you did.
He was not in the affected area, so it was easy to eliminate him from our inquiries.
His wife, Vicky, is from the village. She was there on the night.
Really? You know pretty much everyone around here.
Small place.
It's hard for an outsider like myself to get answers from locals. They always colour their replies to what they think I should hear. So I need your help on keeping an eye on things here.
How do you mean?
So far, our tests have yielded very little beyond what was reported on the night of the big sleep. Now, the tests on the people of Caleta that night show no psychological, biological, or physical changes.
Surely that's good news.
Yes, it does seem to be.
But your hesitation tells me different.
Maybe everyone exposed is fine. Maybe. But you yourself are exposed to this phenomenon. Can you tell me honestly that after having undergone something as strange and powerful as that, that the wave has simply disappeared without having an effect?
Why did you call it a wave?
Did I? Must have been something that someone said in their eyewitness account.
You know that my children both think I was just drunk and hallucinating.
Were you?
No, I was drunk all right. But I did see, both feel something.
I need your unique perspective. I need someone people trust. Keep an eye out for anything out of the ordinary.
Just what are you expecting?
Would I be asking if I already knew?
Congratulations, this will be your second child.
That can't be right.
Take it this was unplanned. Maybe so, but it still happened.
I don't get what I'm saying. I didn't plan
because no hay Gary. Gary no está. Gary se fue. Y yo no está con nadie. I haven't been with anyone.
Well, I do understand, but you need to understand me. You are at least 6 weeks pregnant.
And I'm telling you, Doctor, I can't be not where they say.
Now, if there's anyone you'd like me to talk to about this...
It's impossible, que no puede ser.
There's something more. I wanted to tell you before you hear it from someone else. There's been a lot of pregnancies. Well, much more than would normally be expected. And they all seem to date from that one night of the blackout. Father, we wanted to talk to you about pregnancy in the village.
Well, as a doctor, wouldn't you be better suited?
There's that sharp Catholic wit I warned you about, Robert.
Your father and I were quite famous back in the day.
More like infamous. We got into so many drunken brawls with the members of the local garrison.
Well, not all of them were drunken, either.
No, but we didn't need much of an excuse.
Well, we were two young, very angry men.
Father Paul, we've had a lot of women coming through the health centre who are pregnant.
Praise the Lord. More angry Lalintos to carry on the good work.
There's a very large cluster of them who live in Caleta.
Much larger than it should be.
And it all seems to date back to a month ago when the village was affected by the big sleep.
Perhaps it's a blessing from God.
Or perhaps it's not.
I'm not asking for any names. I'm just passing on information. I hope you will do the same. These women need to know about this. There's been at least one suicide attempt that we know of. A young girl, barely 16. She claims she was a virgin, and examination bears that out.
Mary Burnett?
Yes.
I baptized her right there. She's a good girl. Many other women in the village have come to me with this problem. They are good women, wives and daughters. I watch them all grow up. When they tell me they've no way for accounting of their condition, well, I'm compelled to believe them.
We just want them to be aware of each other and that we are here to help.
Well, I will let the women know.
Thank you. We're having a public meeting. It would be good if you could attend.
I would be happy to.
You're doing the right thing, Father Paul.
And we'll leave you in peace. Thank you, Father.
Our most holy Virgin Mother, thy celestial seed has been feeding bountiful, and las madres de la noche shall give birth to a new age. All right, people, calm down. We need to begin.
Good evening. We will address your questions as best we can. To help with that, we have Dr. Catherine Zeller, who has been with us for the last 6 weeks. She was sent here by the British government to help us understand what has happened.
Sí, sí. Otra viripen.
I just want to start by saying that I appreciate the courage that it takes to be here tonight. Please believe me when I say the Prime Minister, the British government, and myself are very concerned by your situation and will stand by you.
Okay, until it suits you.
Nicholas, let her speak.
Venga ya, Tito, siempre lo mismo cuento con estos ingleses. I want to know de una vez what happened. ¿Qué mató mi hermano Héctor?
Somehow, that night of El Sueño Grande, when everyone fell into some sort of deep trance, all the women in Caleta came pregnant. I know you women must be thinking, why me? Simple truth is, you were asleep in the village. Nothing else, nothing more. You just happened to be there. As to your brother, he was simply in the wrong place when it happened. He was knocked out like everyone else in the village and fell off the boat into the sea where he drowned. I'm sorry.
They're all going to be deformed.
It's not true. It's not true.
All the tests have shown that there are no abnormalities. None.
These are perfectly normal fetuses.
Who all happened to fertilize on the same night. Venga ya, Tito. ¿Qué hay de normal en esto, por Dios?
Nothing, but that does not make it bad. It makes them special. Something unique has happened. Something which has already attracted intense scientific interest globally. These Catalan babies have the world watching, and they're not even born yet.
And because of that medical scientific interest, I'm able to inform you that those who decide to have your babies shall be paid a generous allowance to help compensate for these unexpected expenses and needs. They will receive the finest medical care, and we will monitor your child's development to make sure they are healthy with no abnormalities. You're trying to bribe us! Ultimately, it will come down to individuals' decisions. And I know that these will be the most intimate, personal, difficult ones that you ever make in your life.
Excuse me, miss, is that per person or per family? Because both my wife and my daughter are pregnant at the same time.
Then that would be double for you and your family. Oh,
yeah. Miss, sorry por lo de antes, ¿vale?
Venga ya, Nicky. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Que ahora todo está bien?
Ahora, no metes la pata, Carmen.
I don't want this baby.
So you keep saying, well, there are some women in this hall who want their babies, Carmen.
Hey. Hey.
When my William died, I thought I'd lost everything. But with this child, I have something from him still with me.
No es tu baby. No son humanos, Vicky. How can all of you just sit here calmly? Something came down into our village while we were asleep. Y no ha dejado embarazar toda.
Our own holy mother, she had an immaculate birth.
Ay, por Dios. This lady scientist acaba de decir que she doesn't know what they're here. Y ahora tu father me dice que son los hijitos de Dios.
This isn't helping, father.
Carmen, think of the baby.
I am thinking of the baby, father.
Who are we to decide the fate of an unborn child?
Father, you need to stop. Carmen, listen to me. We are only here to help you. I know you feel you have no one.
Eso es porque me dejó. Yo no quiero este baby. I don't want this baby. I don't want this baby.
Tito, can we take her somewhere else?
Of course. This way. Sit her in the chair.
I don't want this baby.
Calm down, Carmen.
Shouting doesn't help.
I don't want the baby.
Well, can't you give her something?
This isn't a movie, Susan. I don't run around with a syringe for the knockout juice just in case.
I don't want the baby.
Carmen, listen to me.
I don't want this baby.
Listen to me.
You don't care about the baby.
No one's making you do anything.
I don't want it.
You need to calm yourself.
I don't want it.
Calm down.
No quiero.
Shh.
No.
How did you do that?
What?
Calm her like that?
I don't really know.
I gave her an injection.
What? You were expecting this?
Prepared for.
What were you thinking of, telling them the truth?
I wanted to gain their trust.
And since when has telling the public the truth ever done any good?
You can't mean that.
That was Hector's brother, Nicky Oscuro. He's a Winston boy, fancies himself a player. If I shook his hand, I'd count my fingers after. So I wouldn't bother trying to gain his trust.
Sorry, you say that as if you expect me to understand.
Let's just say that the Oscuro family are local entrepreneurs.
Oh, smugglers.
But they're a smuggler.
And then there are thugs.
This was supposed to decrease anxiety rather than increase. This could trigger a reaction.
Oh, don't worry.
Don't be so sure, Dad. I mean, Carmen doesn't want her baby. There may be others who decide to terminate.
I'm not sure they'll have a choice.
Even if not, I mean, statistically, not all of them are going to make it.
Uh-huh. You don't understand. This is beyond us. We don't get a say. These babies are going to be born. Whatever affected these women was so powerful that in several cases it simply overrode their birth controls. And then, of course, there's Vicky Reyes, whose barren womb now bears fruit.
It would be absurd. Who was so damaged 3 years ago?
That you yourself said she would never conceive again.
It's just not possible. She's delusional.
She isn't. She's pregnant. I tested her myself.
Oh, I don't want this baby.
That night, floating in the embryonic fluid within their mother's wombs, children began to hum a sweet tune. which poured into Carmen Balbuena's tearful slumber and made her smile. It was the dream of a perfect Sunday on the shore of the beach, a snoozy time after some lunch, melon cooling in the surf and the tablita in full swing, with the delicious sound of children laughing as they splashed in the waves. And of course it was a dream she just could not resist.
They all want their babies?
You had to see it to believe it.
All the women from Catalin Bay lining up for special care.
Our Lady of Immaculate Conception has intervened.
Or the babes in the womb.
Hello.
Yes, Father. Indeed, as you predicted, our cuckoos are influencing things from the womb itself. Professor Delacqua? Oh, he's malleable and useful, right? His way with the villagers and the generous allowances have gone a long way greasing any squeaky wheels. His children? They suspect nothing. They're oblivious. Both consider him damaged goods. Who can blame them? He's just a desperately sad man.
What do you have for me, my people?
Chief Minister, we have...
Many theories and few facts.
Excuse me, Chief Minister, but as always, my father assumes he's in charge.
He is. I made him.
Do you think that's wise, sir?
Forgive my children's low expectations of me.
Your father does have a unique perspective of the situation.
My father has a drinking problem.
I won't tell you again, Major.
Sorry, Chief Minister.
Hang on, continue, Tito.
At first, the fetus development of the children seemed quite normal.
All of them were the most perfect embryos I've ever seen.
I can hear a but coming.
But they've shown themselves to be beyond normal.
And what does that mean?
They are perfectly formed seven-month fetuses.
It's only five since they're black.
That is astonishing.
Any idea when they'll be born?
That depends if the rate of acceleration continues or not.
Well, no matter what they turn out to be, they're in a hurry.
So, Robert, these are not human.
Well, not completely human. They don't have human fathers.
Perhaps they don't need them. As far-fetched as it sounds, we could be looking at parthenogenesis.
Immaculate conception?
Well, it turns out that such a thing can happen.
Yeah, but those are much simpler life forms, never in complex.
Well, like you said, the network, many theories and few facts.
They could be mutants. Once in a great while, over thousands of years, a sudden jump can take place for no apparent reason.
A change in the genetic structure of a single woman might be possible, but in so many women at exactly the same time, isn't that like winning the Christmas lottery six times in a row?
And it still wouldn't explain the blackouts.
But exposure to an unknown source of radiation from space might.
That's not science.
Gamma rays, cosmic rays.
The Hubble telescope has already collected material which has been travelling for billions of years.
And they found nothing.
Indeed. But with only five feeble senses to comprehend the boundlessly complex cosmos, the universe is calling. We have to learn to pick it up.
Here we go.
Might other beings with other senses see very differently than we?
Aren't you laying it on a bit thick, Dad?
Yes, Tito. For God's sake, give me a more down-to-earth explanation.
We could be looking at artificial fertilization.
Or implantation.
So, you mean the women could be just hosts, somewhere for these creatures to grow? Makes the blood run cold.
Our very own Catalan cuckoos.
We are hoping that won't be the case.
A hope we could all do with wishing for.
Because cuckoos have a bad habit of pushing everyone else out of the nest.
J.
gin and tonic for the doctor, scotch for the major, and a glass of white wine for Florence Nightingale. Anything else I can get you folks? Crisps, peanuts, Halloween masks. We've got a box of them to choose from.
We're fine, thanks.
Yeah. You come from the hospital?
Yeah.
What gave it away? My completely unsexy nurse's uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Sophie, isn't it? My sister Jennifer knows you from St. Anne's School. I was just wondering how my cousin Lisa is.
Lisa Montegrifo?
Yeah.
She's one of the mothers.
She's fine. They're all fine.
That's good news. Really good news. This round's on me. Here's to little Julie.
To Julie.
Julie.
They're quiet in here tonight.
Tell me about it. Not much Halloween spirit this year, considering what's going on.
Through stranger than fiction, huh?
Not my place to say. Anyway, I'll be polishing my glasses at the bar next to the drunken Wookiee if you need them.
Thanks, man.
Oh, Jesus, I'm shaking.
Drink up.
In all my years of nursing, I've never seen anything like an entire ward dedicated and ready. Any emergency considered.
So much concern about what the births would be like.
And when they came, it was kind of normal?
But a kind of normal, there was nothing normal about.
Not one of the mothers felt anything. I mean, no nausea, headaches, discomfort, vomiting, no pain.
How is that possible?
And yet each mother seemed to be floating on a cloud of euphoria. Each one's water-breaking, service-expanding, and baby-delivering within 30 minutes of each other.
An assembly line of babies.
It was as if each child knew when it was their turn.
As soon as one was delivered and the surgery cleared,
another one would cycle up and begin to push their way into the world.
Baby after baby after baby.
Like clockwork.
It's all going so well.
Their weights all within a few grams of each other.
And even though they've just been born, the strange eyes look right into you.
Pitch black eyes.
Then there was that baby's scream. Poor little things.
As all the babies cried out for the death of that one.
Did you see how far Zelebi whisked away the little corpse?
Oh, Father Paul saw her. He was not happy.
Where are you taking that baby?
Away from the other mothers, so it doesn't upset them.
You're going to cut it up?
It's called an autopsy. We have to know why it died.
That is not right, you heathen.
It's perfectly normal. Now get out of my way.
But you knew she meant the kind of normal there was nothing normal about.
When Father Paul suggested a communal baptism for all the children, it seemed a harmless enough gesture. All the families were in favour, and we were in need of something to unite us.
Era como la reina de los ángeles nos había enseñado en el sueño.
The sun rays were golden y hacía calorcito. The whole village was on the beach, vestido de domingo.
Todas las madres de blanco, con el agua hasta los tobillos, holding our babies.
Y Father Paul estaba hasta la cintura en agua, delante de la mamela, con la túnica volando por encima del oleaje, como una vela roja.
El John the Baptist de la Madre de la Noche.
In the name of the Fathers, and the Sons, and the Holy Ghosts, Amen. Brothers and sisters, welcome to this glorious day full of Catalan blue skies and sunshine. It's truly heartwarming to see how many we have come. A perfect day for a dip. A perfect day for a baptism. Amen. Now, usually we say that here we are blessed because very little changes. But these months have brought us so many changes, things which have forced us to re-examine the kind of people we want to be. I know there has been much speculation about where they came from, but let us not lose sight that at the center of the mystery are children and their mothers. These children were born unto our village, this ancient place where Genoan ancestors came and fished, which in turn became their home as their seafaring men found lovely local girls to settle down in.
Our village has literally born from what the waves brought us to this shore. Now, I can't answer what happened that night through science, but I can answer as a man of faith. I remember so clearly the night of the deep sleep. I was just outside the church, closing up, and I could hear from the waves crashing onto the shore a woman's voice calling out, telling me to protect the children who were to come, those to be born unto a sisterhood of sleep. And I believe our sacred mother herself gifted us with these children and delivered them unto our protection. So let us open our arms and embrace these young souls. These children are Yanitos, and therefore are deserving of our protection and love of our sacred mother, la Virgencita de Europa. A por la Virgen!
Por la Virgen!
A por la Virgen!
Por la Virgen!
Father Paul's call for unity that day seemed to do some good and ushered in a time of relative calm. The locals accepted the children as their own, and the newcomers did their best to fold into the life of the bay.
Which was not that easy, since though they looked human on the surface, they were, in fact, strikingly different.
One night, agotada de falta de sueño, ya que a David parecía no serle falta dormir, debí haber dado una cabeza. When I woke up to see que se me había pasado el fit, I was in a daze, prácticamente sleepwalking. Y a tontina, se me olvidó hacer check-in el biberón. El pobrecito de David se me quemó los labios. Pero solo recuerdo su mirada penetrante mientras lloraba.
Claro que me acuerdo. Todas las tardes de la noche nos acordamos. Tenía las ventanas abiertas, hacía mucho calor, hoping to catch a little breeze from the sea. De repente mi pequeña Lola se sentó upright in her crib and looked right at me, sus ojos quemando con rabia, y después escuchamos los gritos de Carmen, sus lamentos de dolor.
When I woke up, estaba en el ICU. I had terrible burns on my arms. Mi mandó, el Joey, me dice que estaba metiendo las manos over and over again en una olla de boiling water. Estaba asustadito la criatura, pero llamó a la ambulancia y encima cuidó de su hermanito. Never lo he visto yo tan machúa. But until then, he hated David. Estaba tan celoso.
The oldest tattoo parlor in Jim. You can pay your respects to the godmother, and we can check up on Nancy.
Violeta!
That's you, Ernesto?
I bring company.
Hi, Violeta.
Hi. Entra, entra. Un minuto. Finishing up. ¿Te gusta?
Beautiful tattoo, Nicky.
Thank you, bro. Esto es para mi hermano Héctor. Two hats pompando como uno. Well, Robert, to what do I owe the honor?
I'll never ask my dad, he brought me here, man.
Otra tattoo?
My Robert has a tattoo. And where is this Arte del Cuerpo?
Déjalo tranquilo, Tito.
Tú no has visto nada. Quiere decir que si no lo has visto, no estás supuesto a saber nada de él.
You have a way with words, Nicholas.
Tú te callas, ¿eh?
Nicky, should I slap you now or wait until the guests have left?
Sorry, Mama, I forgot my manners.
I was just checking in on your daughter.
I should be charging you for the visits.
I think you'll find that's covered by the generous allowance the government gives you.
Los Limones don't own my kid.
No le haga caso. Nancy's in the back with Michelle. Escucha, Michelle, you remember Robert? Ernesto's son?
Are you a doctor? Lots of doctors come around here these days.
Well, I'm more of a friend. Do you mind if I pick her up?
Do what you want.
Hello there, Nancy. Are you big?
She doesn't pick her up much. I'll make some tea.
Why is that, Michelle?
It's her eyes.
What about her eyes?
Hey, Nancy. I have a present for you. Would you like to see it?
Is that my old Chinese puzzle box?
Yes. Do you remember it? It's the one you nagged me into buying from Pepe India in Main Street.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
So stubborn. You wouldn't let me show you how to open it.
Dad thinks you're me crazy for a summer.
I wonder if Nancy could open it for me.
3 months old. But in real-world terms, she's much more. Nancy, can you open the box for me? There's a chocolate inside.
She's opening the box!
And she's found the prize.
How did she know how?
Well, she had some help. About an hour ago, I visited David, Carmen Balbuena's son, and I showed him how to open the box, which once he'd seen me do, he then did so all by himself without any help.
Have you tried? You've tried this with the others, haven't you?
Once one child knows something, they all know it. Your baby, Nancy, is quite extraordinary, Michelle.
She makes me do things.
Do things?
With her eyes.
What things?
She hurts me.
What is it about her eyes?
There's something dark inside of them.
What are you on about?
Why won't anyone believe me?
Venga, no le hagan caso. Tiene un poco de baby depression. Y ya está. Michelle, vete a tu cuarto y échate un rato. Yo cuido de Nancy un ratito. Did your father tell you that she spelled her own name? She wrote it out with those alphabet blocks I bought her. Didn't you, Shiki?
3 months old? What will they be like in a year?
Perhaps our better angels.
It was at that moment that I realized just how much my father was smitten by them. This was a man completely in awe of the children, dangerously in love. Resume our episode.